Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are experiencing something that might sound familiar. Your 4 or 5-year-old interrupts constantly, changes topics mid-conversation, and seems to struggle with listening. And I want you to know something really important right away. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. What you're seeing is actually a sign of something wonderful happening in their growing brain. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this beautiful, sometimes challenging phase of development. When your child interrupts you for the 10th time in 5 minutes, or jumps from talking about dinosaurs to asking about snacks to wondering about the moon all in one breath, their brain is actually doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at this age. Research from the American Speech Language Hearing Association shows us that 4- and 5-year-olds use twice as many words as 3-year-olds when talking about emotions and feelings. Can you imagine? Their language is exploding. Their thoughts are racing faster than their conversation skills can keep up with, and that's completely normal. Here's something else the magic book showed me that I find absolutely fascinating. At this age, children are just beginning to develop what experts call theory of mind. This means they're starting to understand that other people have different thoughts and beliefs than they do. But here's the thing, they're just beginning this journey. So when your child interrupts your phone call or changes the subject when you're trying to finish a thought, they're not being rude. They're literally learning to navigate the incredibly complex dance of conversation, where you have to hold your own idea in your mind while also paying attention to what someone else is saying. That's a lot for a growing brain. Now, I know this can feel really hard, especially when you're trying to have an important conversation or when friends and family are watching. You might feel embarrassed or worried that people are judging your parenting, but here's what parenting expert Janet Lansbury wants you to know. When children interrupt and seek attention constantly, they're often processing feelings. Maybe there's been a change in your family, like a move or a new schedule. Maybe they're just going through a developmental leap. Whatever it is, these behaviors are communication, not manipulation. So what can we do to support our children through this phase while also maintaining our own boundaries? The magic book whispers some beautiful wisdom here. First, respond rather than react. When your child calls your name for the 15th time, take a breath. You can acknowledge them with a gentle, "I hear you, sweetheart, and I'll be with you in just a moment." Then continue your conversation. You're not ignoring them. You're teaching them that you have your own pace and needs, and that's healthy. You're showing them through your calm presence that it's safe for them to wait, even when waiting feels hard. Second, create special listening moments together. This is where a story like the Listening Heart Center can be so helpful. In this beautiful tale, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical volunteer center where quiet listening helps match helpers with perfect community service opportunities. They learn that silence reveals inner wisdom, and that listening isn't about being silent, it's about discovering what others truly need. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Ethan and Sophia practiced listening, and then you can create your own listening moments together. Maybe it's a quiet minute before bed where you both just listen to the sounds around you. Maybe it's a game where you take turns sharing one thing and really listening to each other. Make listening feel like a superpower, not a restriction. Third, remember that conversation skills must be explicitly taught. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that turn-taking in conversation is a learned skill that requires modeling, practice, and evidence-based strategies integrated into daily routines. So model good listening for your child. When they're talking to you, get down to their level, make eye contact, and really listen. Then, when it's your turn to talk, you can gently say, "Now it's my turn to share, and I'd love for you to listen to me the way I just listened to you." You're teaching them the rhythm of conversation through your own actions. And here's something really important that the magic book wants you to remember. Your child's rapid topic shifting and unfocused narratives, those are actually developmentally appropriate at this age. Research shows that 4- and 5-year-olds tell stories in what experts call unfocused chains, sequences of events with no central character or theme. They're learning. Their brains are making connections between ideas, and sometimes those connections seem random to us, but they make perfect sense in their developing minds. I also want to acknowledge something that Janet Lansbury emphasizes in her work. If there have been any big changes in your family recently, a move, a new job schedule, anything that shifted your routines, your child might be processing those feelings through increased attention seeking. They're not trying to drive you crazy. They're trying to make sure you're still there, still connected, still their safe person. And that's actually a sign of healthy attachment. So when you're in public and your child is interrupting or seeming not to listen, instead of feeling embarrassed, you can take a deep breath and remember, this is normal development. This is a child whose brain is growing so fast that their conversation skills are working hard to catch up. This is a child who loves you so much that they want to share every single thought with you. And this is a phase that will pass as you gently, patiently guide them toward more mature conversation skills. The Listening Heart Center story can be such a beautiful companion on this journey. After you read it together, you can create your own heart center moments at home. Maybe you have a special cushion where you sit together for listening time. Maybe you create a little ritual where you both take 3 deep breaths before sharing something important. The story shows children that listening is magical. It helps us understand each other better. It reveals wisdom we might have missed, and it strengthens our connections with the people we love. Remember, wonderful parent, you are doing such important work. Every time you respond to your child's interruption with patience instead of frustration, you're teaching them that their feelings are manageable. Every time you maintain your boundary while staying warm and connected, you're showing them that relationships can be both loving and respectful. Every time you model good listening, you're planting seeds that will grow into beautiful conversation skills. The research is so clear on this. Children whose conversation struggles are met with understanding and gentle guidance develop stronger social and emotional skills over time. You're not just teaching your child how to have a conversation. You're teaching them how to be in relationship with others, how to balance their own needs with respect for others, and how to navigate the beautiful complexity of human connection. So tonight, or whenever you have a quiet moment, snuggle up with your little one and read the Listening Heart Center together. Talk about how Ethan and Sophia learned to listen with their hearts. Practice your own listening moments, and most importantly, be gentle with yourself and with your child. This phase of development is temporary, but the foundation you're building right now, of patience, connection, and gentle guidance, that's forever. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your beautiful child. You've got this, wonderful parent. With love and starlight, Inara.